work together, and we'll work with Johnny and them, trying to help the borough along, and we shouldn't have any problems there.
Aniga, ya, nanu kono, ani guro, kwa iwa kikari. Oke, kesini dikibut, wanita rektor. Makin lagu ja, nanti wani kapan ini benar, ini kerap talan juga. Mon jadi ramai objek, dia objek tak beri.
May the Lord watch between me and thee, Father Gatsin, Father Gatsin.
Amen.
Oke, kesini dikibut, orang nanti lagu kita muka. Orang nanti lagu apa ya? Orang tahu. Eko, hari makayat nak kait kita lagi kipting, teman-teman ini afternoon ni. Koyat nak kait lagi kipting, dia macam ya kapit, lupa tinggi kon naga kapi yang mana yuji kon netit lego. Ika yujen bless all yang kubik kon tinggi maklu lagi tinggi rajun, waktu minta macam ya kamu naya hotet naya new naya kaya celak tu ni. Ilik nak tu nak kenyak tu ni ilik kipting kalau ni teman-teman ini belum afternoon ni. Koyat nak kait lagi kipting ini. Nada kacuri dalam macam macam pun naik sakit lalu ni banyak pun ini nik sebulan jadi marah sini cip tiga dalam jion holy spirit lagi kapuk tahu ni mana kau ni nak sok sama aku tak isu mak aku pun so nalo ni lego sebulan ni tu kalau kita lupa gue je tu ni ada dalam ini nalo nak cip tiga dalam kau nak lebih kayu di nik tiga aku kayu tu sebulan ni cip tiga dalam jion take lo waktu kerja tu macam ini nik dalam jion okay sok sama aku ni. Lebih tinggi pun ada, lebih tinggi tip tip utama zaman ni apa yang lebih tinggi. Game order. Jadi sama macam laptop, local advisory fish and game report.
He's supposed to be here this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe you and Susie can take the next one then.
Okay. Susie, you want to do that? Museum part?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll be back again. I'll be back again. Real quick.
Hi. This is where we're at, B. Where are we right now? Museum report?
Yeah, museum report.
Okay. I think you've been hearing, just like every other place, the state is cutting back. I got a telephone call from them in Juneau, and they said they'll cut some money, but they don't know how much. I had thought maybe they would cut 100%, but they're going to give us some. And after the governor does all his work, they'll let me know. So I can't tell you too much right now. If we go down too far, then we'll have to let some people go. Like we have Sophie, myself, Reggie, Shirley, full-time year-round. If we get cut too much, what I'll probably recommend is to give the job of director to Sophie, and then I would just look for another one, and keep, because she works with you guys a lot, you know, and she works with everybody else real lots, and so I think that's real important for her to stay on. On Reggie's program, I have not heard from Manu yet. They have not heard how much he's going to get cut. Nobody really knows right now. Maybe at the next meeting we'll have a full report, but right now that's all I can say about the money. That camp is going real good from what I hear. Rachel's been working on that. She sure knows how to work. She has everything organized, and that's real good. We've had about 4,500 tourists so far, and hopefully we'll have another 3,000 when it's over in September. They sure like the show. They like the kids. And last year before, the kids used to go up there and sing or dance and chew gum. Now I won't let them chew gum, and they have to sit in one place. So now they're getting to be more professional. And we're getting good reports from people who, in the States, who see other people. They always talk real good about our show now. I understand you fellas too wanted to hear about IRAs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know about them?
What was it we talked about yesterday, Rachel?
Their origin, their source of the source of power, their how much jurisdiction, and then in relation to city councils and you know, the jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's the state of Alaska, and then inside the state, there's boroughs like here, and then there's cities that go state, borough, city. With the IRAs, they're not there. There's federal government, first federal government, state, borough, city. For IRAs, it's federal government, IRAs, up close to the federal government. And the cities can't tell IRAs what to do. And they can't pass a law that affects the IRA, because the IRA to the US government is, they recognize that we were here first. We were here for thousands of years, and we must have had our own way of doing things. So they don't want to come and tell us what to do. So what the federal government said is, your IRAs are dependent, meaning we depend on the federal government, but independent, meaning we're separate. We're separate. Dependent, independent nations, they always call us. Even the little village of Cuba, when it has IRA, it has that special relationship with the government. In IRAs, and there's IRAs all over the nation, the reason why we got to be an IRA here in Alaska was when Russia sold Alaska to the United States government, they put in there that for the unconquered people, for us, that we would be treated just like Indians in the lower 48. So the US government, when it signed off on that, had to agree with that. And for many years, the US government treated the Indian tribes as separate nations and had treaties with them down there. What that lets us do, we could rule ourselves traditionally in things that, there's many things that we could do, even not traditionally. IRAs could tax, they could collect tax. IRAs could pass laws, like this copy, the IRA passed a law for employment for the Inupiaq that live here. That's a law that we've been using and working with the contractors. And it could pass, it could have a court, a tribal court. And I think there's some of the IRAs in the region now are looking, going to try to do tribal court for our Inupiaq kids. The federal government, about 8 years ago, they passed the Indian Child Welfare Act. And the reason why they passed it is because Indians in the lower 48, they kept saying, our kids are being raised by Nalab News. They forget who they are, you know. And they say, we want our kids to be Indian. And so they passed this law, and that law is for us too, because we have that same, like Lower 48, we have that same relationship with the federal government. And the law says that for children who are in court custody, that IRAs have to be told formally, the court or the BIA has to send a letter to the IRA to tell them this child is in court, or the mother they're taking the kids away from the mother, you know, that kind of thing. They have to tell the IRAs, and then the IRAs could go into court just like lawyers, and in the court tell the judge what they have decided about the child, So the IRAs have been working in the region, and one thing that they're finding now, it would be much better if there was a court, in fact, court, to take care of these, because the Nalakmi people always go crazy. And sometimes, like one boy, 10 years old, he was with the court since he was a baby. They said, for 2 years we'll keep him, and then we'll give him back to the mother. They never give him back. And all the time, here in town, they put him with white foster parents, and then they put him with natives. Every few months, he'd go some other place. Finally, that boy started being real mad, and in school, real problems, so they finally had to expel him from school, because he was, you know, too bad. They put him in the group home. They have to send him away from the group home. That little boy, in my mind, he grew up with hate because he didn't belong any place. They put him this place, that place. I think if there was tribal court, maybe the people, in fact, people would have taken him, and maybe the tribal court would have worked with that family to help him be a better person. In my mind right now, we've lost one person, you know, because he's too full of hate. And I hate to see that. So anyhow, I think it's Kayana's talking about tribal court. Schaefer is on the IRA here in Kotzebue, and he has been talking about a tribal court for quite some time. But now we're saying, because the kids, this IRA Kotzebue will get notice about a child maybe in Norvik or Shamiak or someplace. And people always come here, move here for a while, and go back home and come back here. So it's getting that court state court confused, so they keep sending them here. So now we think maybe we should try a regional tribal court. And that way all the region is together. And that way we won't mistake our kids, you know, or let them fall through the cracks. So that's being talked about right now. When there is a court, it would be looked at just like the state court here in terms of Indian child welfare. There's many powers that IRA could have. In one of them, in terms of drinking, there is a federal law that the IRAs could use to stop, you know, to stop that, the booze. They could do that. They have that power. They have the power over some special money, like BIA, Johnson O'Malley at school. That has to be used for Eskimo kids, and the IRA could come in and say, because that the federal government say that's the IRA's money, but see, a long time ago the IRA's, they passed a resolution or something to give that power of JOM to school, you know. But where it really, the power really is with the IRAs, and I'm glad that the school district has that money. But those things the IRAs have to watch over. IRAs have, all of our region, all of our villages here, IRAs have the government. But also, back in 1936 or so, when they signed the constitution for IRAs, they created the IRAs to be businesses. So the IRAs can be governments, and they can have their own businesses. And they could create the business, and then instead of paying state tax, they could, that tax could be paid to the IRA. There's tribes in over 40 acres who do that. And some of them get $3-4 million a year on taxes from their businesses. So those are things that IRAs could do. Did I explain? And the IRA is the government for the in-fact people. And it's only as good as the people. And when we don't care, when we're, and we let, just let it go, it's weak, you know. Mandiliyak Association is there only because the IRAs give it the right to exist. By resolution, they said Mandiliyak could be. And if the IRAs didn't want Mandiliyak anymore, all they have to do is write another resolution saying we want our money back because Mandiliyak is providing services, some BIA services. That would hurt, and Mandiliyak works real hard at doing the best job it could. And but then again, they see their power comes from IRAs. Yeah.
Is there a boundary? I mean, is Kotzebue as an IRA government, if it were to pass a law with regards to liquor, how would that work with the existing state law? If the IRA government of Kotzebue were to say you cannot sell booze in the Indian village of Kotzebue, how would that be?
Right away, Bishgala Horn and Charlie Randall and them would take it to court, you know? And that law for IRAs would be weakest in Kotzebue. Weakest because they would say custom and tradition, how many years they've been selling booze. They would say the community has become dependent in terms of jobs, you know, because they have to hire people to work there for their bars and for their liquor. And they'd take us to state court. And that's where it would be weakest, here in Kotzebue. Did I answer your question?
Okay, it might be weakest in Kotzebue, but would it lose?
Would probably go all the way to Supreme Court.
Alaska Supreme Court?
No, it would probably go all the way to U.S. Supreme Court if we decided to push it. You know, they would try to put us in state court if we did it, and we would try to put us in federal court, because the federal court would be better for us. So, and it would take many years of court struggle. And then Supreme Court would, you know, because if the IRA decided to do that, I don't think it would back down until it went to the Supreme Court, you know. And then the state would not back down, you know. They sure don't like IRAs. They sure don't like them because they think we're trying to take over.
Yeah. Aren't they?
I should.
You talked about the boundaries, Rajiv. You asked about the boundaries. Wherever the boundary this is, Kotzebue here, Kivalina over here, Notak here, Nervik here, Selwick over here, Buckland, Deering. If that was going to happen, the IRAs between Kivalina and Kotzebue would at least say, this is where our boundary line is. This is this, and you oversee this portion over here. Another agreement here, another agreement here, another one there. It would be like this. Wherever the IRAs agree to, that would be the Kotzebue boundary.
Yes.
That's where the law would cover.
In other words, we'd have more.
Yeah.
I think one time one time when they were talking about boundaries, I think for Kotzebue they took KIC boundaries. land selection bond.
Well, that could even go further because the Kotzebue corporation boundaries are limited and
yeah.
they don't go as far as
yeah.
they should go. So
I know for many years the IRAs thought they were non-profit organizations. Now they're changing, and they're for maybe the past 5 years they start looking at themselves as a government. And I know too, today they're meeting at Northwest Inupiaq Tribal Council, and they have been talking about boundaries. And at some point they'll be ready to establish boundaries. But those things should be done with the people, you know. And they will be. They're just talking.
Susie, we were talking about yesterday, and I requested for either you or Chester to come here to explain to some of our elders here about what between the regular city council and the IRA of the powers. I understand a few years back when we had some problems in one of the villages that IRA government was on top of the city council, kind of overseeing the government, right?
Way back when, you mean?
A few years ago.
Oh. It could, I don't know. I was explaining to them how it went with the federal government, state, borough, city, all in one. And the IRAs is federal government IRA up here.
But IRA being tribal government, you know, I understood a few years ago that the IRA city council was supposed to oversee the city council with the community ordinances and whatnot. You know, and if there's some wrongdoing in the regular city council, the IRA could intervene and straighten them out.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of thing.
In some villages here in Alaska, the IRA and the city council have joined together. And so they work real closely together that way. I think the state would object if the IRAs tried to oversee the city, because they're two separate jurisdictions. The city can't tell the IRA what to do, and the IRA can't tell the city what to do.
I thought it states in the tribal government law.
No. Uh-uh. It would be good if we worked together. And when we passed that IRA ordinance that time, we had meetings with the city. We started to work together because then they said, first they said, what? You IRA, you can't pass no law? What are you doing? So we said, here where it says we could pass the law and here is our powers. And they said, well, we better sit down and start meeting. So we did. And then after Joe Hill get off the council, it just kind of dropped again.
Okay, in some of the villages, like for instance, Amber yesterday said that back in Cobuck too, I think, like the city, young city council members, you know, young people, making all kinds of laws that, you know, are not really workable. They don't really care what kind of ordinances they pass.
Maureen P.A. at Manila, Maureen is her name. She is a lawyer, and she's supposed to work with all the IRAs and helping them. If they want to pass the ordinance, you know, if they want to find out how much power they have, those types of things. So you should remember that if your people start talking at home. If they need help, let them call Maureen Collette even at Manila.
Maureen, P-A?
Uh-huh, P-I-E, just like pie. Did I?
No, Robert, you're around the bank center, you look. You can model the back of the garage and all that. Perfect, I'm not doing it. I'm
not doing it.
I'm
glad. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. traditional council, Sangira. Red Sangira, Sulitan, Sangira, the Major, Anupaya. Karena aku insya Allah aku nyalu lu lo penyakit penyakit kamu lo lingler ayah beri makan sambil ya kayak kalau aku mau tiran tiran itu di kiri.
Indian Reorganization Act. That was a law that was passed in 1934.
So we've been under it for a long time, then.
We didn't know anything about it.
Acted on 1906, but it was at least revised.
And most of the IRAs up here were created 1936, somewhere around there. Some of them you see the people have to vote and they have to agree. They write their names on a list. Those are called first members. Susie Honeycutt, I think you're on that list. So they had a meeting and agreed.
And in order to find the cutter, then it all discovered. How will the other? Some make it young, the lower age in me. I can't be any new blow, I can nothing be made to it, okay? They can be all it, so she won't let my room pop down long later. Sanggiru kerokat terutama ayam lidra, kok kita hari ini dah kau berat betul, nak dari mana lah dah beli ya?
Aku nak hotel ini juga.
Sanggiru kau tinggi kan? Hari ini lagi kau nak cari dengan
No tak ini.
Lepas tu, anak kamu berapa banyak sih lepas? Sinar praktik aku tu lebih laku. Kalau ada yang lebih laku, aku ni.
We sometimes joint meeting on the city council in the IRA.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one they made news even, you know, about the city council health of the IRA.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
At the moment.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So they just heard that somebody make news about that.
Yeah, I heard lately about that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And breaking this, you know, she's like one.
I think you probably, somebody at Amber should get a hold of Maureen, but that would be like a big problem there.
Excuse me. IRA involved with all kinds of projects or programs or
See, most of the IRAs only do how much they get money for, and that because they have to employ people. So some of them can be involved in lots of projects, but some of them are not because they're poor.
Like that was for Hans.
Speaking of money, how much do you get from for this IRA project? Now, take some money and now maybe some, like in Cayenne, if they don't want to spend, if they want to spend the money wisely, they can start a store if they need to, and that using that store for to help the natives, maybe lower the price, like fuel project or general merchandise store, those things that they can handle as long as they have the money.
Yeah, yeah. Even like in Selwick, they have Selwick Fuel Project through IRA, you know, things like that. They can do that.
Last time I met with you, what was happening was a lot to do with in Juneau. The subsistence bill did pass, but we're still, we're a little bit happier with the state regulations, but not. It's only about halfway to where we want to be. What we're doing right now is putting together a paper for the whole regulation system. And what we want to do with that paper is to distribute it amongst the other native groups in the state and the IRAs and especially the elders for somebody to read it. And then what we want you to do with that paper is to correct it and then send it back to us. And we want to do this because we think the subsistence battle is not over yet. It's probably going to move over to the federal level in Washington, where next year the ANILCA thing is going to come up again. And we have the Marine Mammal Protection Act. And what we're going to do is start getting into work some way of protecting ourselves to where only us Inupiaq and Aleuts and Indians in the southeast can hunt like the walrus and the seals and the polar bears, and to keep it that way. The state is right now under a lot of pressure to take away the polar bear mainly, and some of the Inupiaq down in St. Lawrence Island and them places want to be able to take Nalakmis out to hunt so they can make a little bit of money. Now that maybe should be okay too. So what we're having to do right now is to figure out from the federal level what we have to do to protect what we already have, and that's under federal law right now that only Inupiaqs like up here can hunt the sea mammals, and we want to keep it like that. On the state level, what we're doing now, getting back to that paper, is to get that paper to you people to change it, and it'll be coming out pretty soon, because Sheffield has pretty much been helping us through the subsistence thing right now, but it looks like maybe it's possible that he might not be the governor again. So what we want to do is with that paper is to start getting your thoughts together on paper so that we can start to design some sort of a regulation system that we can start forcing on these the Nalakmis. Another thing we would like to do is with that system of regulation right now is to start getting like Al and Frank to, before they even go down to Juneau, to meet with them and then figure out how we're going to handle what they think might come up as far as subsistence is concerned. And that's not only, if you look at the whole hunting picture, there's a lot of things that fit into it. One is probably the lowest on the pole is us, Inupiaq hunters, even though we're a hunting culture. Then we have the guides and the outfitters that have designed the whole regulation system as we see it right now. Well, overseeing these people is supposed to be the guide board and the game board and the fish board. And since Shively has been on the game board and Sarah Scanlon, it's been a lot better for us to get things kind of like where we can go out and get animals and not have to suffer under the white man's enforcement system, you know, where they have these game wardens and now we have the park rangers who may be twice as bad watching us every time we do something. Another thing that we have to start doing, I guess, and all of us have to start being aware of is that the Park Service is going to start, and they have been, if somebody needs something, what they'll do is go there and try to be the first ones there and start taking pictures. And start getting, if a guy sees something, what they'll do is get testimony. And then what they will do with that is that under the table, they'll give it to people like the Sierra Club, Audubon Society, Friends of the Earth, and all those people to file an injunction in court on the federal level and then have us stop hunting in the parks. And that's the Cape Krusenstern and the Kobuk Valley and maybe probably a lot in the NOTAC Preserve too. So what we're going to have to do is the elders are going to have to start educating your young hunters that if they're going to do something like this to prevent it, if you can, if not, to do it in a way that these people don't know about it. Now, what I want to do is explain to you a little bit of what I'm talking about. Like, over in Selwyn this winter, they had a bunch of caribou killed that, you know, were left. I mean, that's sort of like a real sore thumb sticking out there in the field, you know, and that's what these Park Service guys are looking for now. And the best way to protect ourselves is to use our hunting skills and pass them on to these younger people to where they'll not do this stuff anymore. And right now, me and Greg Moore, he's on vacation now, but he'll be back this weekend, and we're going to start on that paper. And hopefully, we want to get it out in September or maybe later in August, to where you people can see what we're trying to do. And what we want you to do with that paper is to take a look at it, and what you think about it, we want to hear from you. Because we can't do it all by ourselves, because in maybe Buckland or maybe in Coba, maybe with the same animal, you people use it differently. Maybe what we want to do is try to make it so that it's understood that it's used differently, and then try to make it legal. And then with that paper, we're going to also have another subsistence resource commission meeting for the park, the Coba Valley and the Cape Krusenstern. And what we're going to do is use that paper for our hunting paper, and then run it through the Subsistence Resource Commission, because it has the power to give the paper to the Board of Game, and if the Board of Game doesn't find that it fits these four things, they can't turn it down. And if they turn it down, they'll have to write down every reason why they do it. So it's a real chance, you know, to get the system that the Nalakmis have designed for us, and then start using, you know, rather than being defensive all the time, start doing something to those people for once, you know. Because subsistence as we know it now is being watered down by the state, to where even with the passage of the subsistence priority, you know, what that Senate Bill 288 was all about, there is still a real weakness in that bill. That weakness is that the state of Alaska doesn't recognize its native people, so that somebody from outside can come into Kotzebue or into a village and then say, well, now I'm going to subsist. So, you know, that leaves the door open for a lot of people that interpret this wrong to find a way in to use our resources, and probably not as wisely as we do. And it's sort of like a boat with a lot of holes in it, and we want to start trying to plug up all these holes, you know, and that's kind of what we're up to right now. And if you have any questions,
we have a few cases here.
Pete, what about tagging of those bears just being a no-tag? I heard that there was some that died.
Right. And when they tag polar bears, they also have what they call a mortality rate. They expect a certain percentage of them to die. Until, like when they first start shooting them, what they do is overdose them too much, or they choke and they don't get their tongue out or something. We kind of feel that grizzly bear study, most of the brown bear study, is real necessary, because we think there's too many. Well, the Fish and Game doesn't have any information that says that this number should be what's out there already. Maybe it's high or maybe it's low. And working through the Fish and Game office here, they have to go by those numbers. They got to go dig those numbers up somehow, and that's one of the processes they use to go find out what's out there. So they expect you know, a certain number that they'll mess up on and they'll die.
And I suppose when people eat some of those bears that they shoot, would also die, right?
No. This, at that time of the year, when they're counting and putting these radio collars on, is for one thing, the bear is out of season. And the other thing is that after they come out and start feeding, they're not real desirable as a food animal, because you still have the caribou season open, and there's other animals more people want more than bear. I think a lot of the confusion was some of the guide people going up to No Attack and stirring people up, And we feel that it was very unnecessary, and the Fish and Game had made an attempt to communicate between the department and the village, so we were comfortable with it until this thing flared up. And partly it was due to, like I said, one of the guides going up there, because his income is dependent on the health of the bears, and he didn't see fit to go see the Fish and Game and get all the information clear out of him. He was back.
The reason why I asked too is because I talked to one of the elders, Ed Howard. He said he objected to shooting these bears with a dart when before they started. They had a camp, I guess, in Lokan. He said he objected to it, made known to them that he didn't like it, because they claimed that some of the stuff that they put in these bears are in the bears for 90 days to 1 year. I don't know if that's true or not. But
the effect of this I'm not an expert on this dart stuff, but what they do is when they immobilize the bear to make it still, where they can pull a tooth, measure it, weigh it, and do whatever they do to it, is that it's sort of like a human taking too much whiskey or something like that. Well, they'll knock them over, and then as soon as the bear starts to move is when the effect of the drug starts to wear off. And then the bear gets up and slowly wanders off, and then gets probably, I'd imagine, maybe a week that the drug would have some kind of an effect, but on a decreasing scale. So all the time, even though the bear has a collar on, I think the effect of the drug is left it some time ago. But I'm not an expert on this stuff, and I sure can find one if you want me.
The reason why I brought it up was because this was an elderly man that said that he didn't like the way the Fish and Game was